What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
Yeah, I'm about to say she's pretty young.
She's pretty young. Like, plus, she old. She got a kid. I say, what?
Man, who asked you to marry her? What are you talking about?
He 32.
That was young dude. You right, though, because young dude do be on all that. I'm like, bro, you ain't got to marry her. You know what I'm saying?
They'll be the best ones to have, trust me.
Because they got that's something what, to do.
And they ain't, yeah, they don't got no free time. The ones who got free time, them the trouble. That's the trouble.
They got that free time. You can come through, clap something up, chill for a minute, and then shit. She be like, well, my son be home in a minute.
Right.
All right, so let me get on up out of here.
Peace.
Yeah. I can't be here when little man get here. You know what I'm saying? You know the rules. Yeah, that's crazy. Nah, don't duck single mothers, man. Single mothers be where it's at.
I love them.
Yeah, man. It be the kids, but like I said, if you dealing with a pretty decent one, you're not going to even meet them kids. Or by the time you do, y'all kind of locked in and official.
Yeah, they don't even let you around them for real.
Yeah, not the good ones. Now, I done been around some terrible ones, bro. I meet kids first night.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, little man. Try to do your mama later on, bro. I hope you sleep. You know what I'm saying?
But, there's some real bad ones.
I'd be like, why am I meeting your children? Like, what is going on? I'd be like, yo, you're a trash individual. I'm glad I know this now. Can't meet your kid, sweetheart. We just met. I could be a creep for all you know. You don't bring no kids around, no grown man. You don't even really have a true vibe and understanding of who he is. Shit, my homeboy gonna bring chicks around their kids.
Right?
Chicks. You gotta be locked in for a minute to meet the kids.
You got kids? Man. Oh, man, well, you don't meet? Nah, me and my kids hang alone.
Right.
You don't want to bring your kids around my kids? No, for one, I don't want to be around other kids.
Damn it, they got to have a play date. Yeah, why y'all the school kids just going to get along? They might not like your kids.
Especially these days, shit.
Man, tell them, give them their gamer tag. They can hang out like that on Xbox. But shit, let's get on into the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another episode of 26 Degrees. I am your humble host, Larian. Right back like I left my car keys. Here with me as usual is my homeboy, Meezy. Please, 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 never forget. The turnpike is very important, man. Turnpike, Meezy, at that. Please say it.
Man, what's good, man? Another day, another episode, man. We got the real field general, X-Man, what he do?
What's good, what's good, what's good? We back at it.
Yeah, man. Trying to get the rotation rolling back again, man. Off-season time. How y'all boys? It's MLK Day, actually, as we record right now.
Yes, sir.
It's a holiday, huh, now?
Yeah, that's a federal holiday.
Yeah, but they don't be giving you time off.
Yeah, but we get off.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we off every MLK Day. Loving a day off from the kids, man. Never complain about them days, man. Never.
Yeah, I work for a progressive company, so we got it off. But like the last company I worked for, I used to have to take MLK Day off. That was just something you had to do. But technically it's yesterday, right? It's the 15th, correct?
No, it's today.
I thought it was technically the 15th.
I thought it was just the second month, the third month.
It's not really a day. It's the
third Monday in the month.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the 15th. I couldn't remember. Okay. Well, either way. But yeah, I ain't never had it off. I used to always take it off. I used to take vacation every year on MLK Day. But for those of you that be listening, I hope you had the day off.
You think black people should have to put time in for that day?
Hell no.
I don't think
hell so. No. Yeah. Matter of fact, I told my white coworkers they need to come to work today. I was like, yo, they having a march, right? they're having a march, call it a unity march. I said, nah, nah. Y'all, first off, my people done did the marching. So we out. And then I'm like, what y'all mean unity? That mean y'all trying to mix everybody without, nah, I can already see how this march going to be. We're going to have the alphabet people out there. We're going to, it's going to be,
you know what much. Kind of march that's going to be.
Yeah, I was like, nah, son. Not nothing against nobody, but like, don't blend it with ours. Let ours stand alone. You know what I mean?
Respectfully.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Let us have that moment. And then when y'all want to have y'all march, and y'all have y'all march. But I was like, I was looking up the details on the company website, and I was like, unity? Nah, no, thank you. I wasn't going to march. No,
they just got to have something.
I was like, no, 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 no. But no marching for us, man. Today we kick our feet up. Yeah.
We vibe,
marching is
we
over. Yeah, marching over, marching. Kneeling over. Now it's new call for action. So we still got a lot. Still got strides to make. But we no longer.
Oh man, did y'all
that.
See the little statue thing they put up in
bro,
Boston?
What was that, bro? That man. Looked like everything yeah. but that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying. What is, I still don't know what the hands are supposed to be holding.
It's a picture of MLK and his wife named Coretta, right?
Coretta, yeah.
She had her arm around him, like on a picture. That's what it's supposed to be, like her arm around his shoulder.
It looked terrible.
Yeah, it looks.
Somebody need to destroy it.
Yeah, that's
I don't
bad.
Even know how that got passed.
Get it out of here.
Boston. Boston. Yeah, I really, I'm not even bullshitting you. I thought it was two hands holding a bean. Because, like, you know, they're a ball. Because they, the bean
Boston
time
had
whatever.
The last laugh with that. They did that shit on purpose.
For one, it's in Boston. Why would it be in Boston anyway? Come on, Boston. Y'all don't even like people.
Right.
What are y'all thinking?
And then when they did it, it was like, yeah, it felt like a joke. Then it was like.
That was a big fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man. Hey, bro, I think they know what they did.
Yeah,
that shit looked like two hands on a giant schlong, bro. Like, get out of here, listen, bro.
That almost is worse as what Washington did with Sean Taylor's thing. I'm like, come on, man.
Oh, yeah, what was that too, bro? Come on.
Yeah. That's an easy fix for the Sean Taylor statue. That
I think they could do mannequin. Do something over. They could do something
Yeah, yeah,
over.
They could easily, yeah. Like,
hey, it's not even over. A statue, though.
It's not, yeah, it's a
It's a mannequin. Yeah,
a mannequin.
They got to do something over
there. Yeah, next year they got to make up.
This crowd right here, I feel if I'm the King family, I feel really disrespected, man. I need a public apology, man.
And just know this, man.
Take it down.
Yeah,
just they should have ran it by them first, though. Like, if they're going to do that, show them a picture like this was about to go up.
Yeah, because everybody would have told you, nah, that ain't it.
That's not it.
That is not
I seen
it.
I seen somebody tweet say, out of all the people, out of everybody who was in the process of creating this, nobody told them that this wasn't a good idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they constantly had the wrong people on these boards all the time. It should not be, bro. It shouldn't be that ugly, bro. It looks terrible.
There probably wasn't any of us on the board in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah, don't do us no favors next time. How about that?
We gonna do something. Man, it's crazy because they would do it for Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, he stood for unity. He stood for everybody being together. You know, why y'all do it for Malcolm X or something like that? You
man,
know
what shit. Yeah, all right. Yeah. They ain't like Martin Luther King when he was around. You know what I'm saying?
Like, everybody ain't like that, man.
They love to go to MLK now. But MLK when he was villainized, so like
this he had to die
right there. Let's start with that. That's cap that y'all, you know, MLK, y'all hated him too. So anyways, bad look, Boston. Happy MLK to everybody else, except Boston. If you live in Boston, you need to be going down there tearing that monument or whatever
man,
they call
go,
it.
Go ahead, y'all graffiti cats, man. Go ahead and do y'all thugism.
yeah. Mark that up. Something real special, man. Get it the fuck out of here. Yeah, that's terrible, man. Speaking of 115, that was Kermani Day. Kermani Day came and went.
Man.
Yet another day of shenanigans. Nothing happened. He didn't come out and announce to anybody. At this point, it's been clearly documented that he was in Colorado. The coaches pulled up to holler at him, and he wasn't at the school.
A few coaches.
Somebody, a few coaches. Yeah, they said it was the whole staff at first. Yeah,
it was two on-field coaches and then off-field coach.
Yeah, because they had players. We had players visiting that weekend, so it wouldn't have been the whole.
It couldn't have been the whole staff.
Well, the whole staff sounds better for rivals. Like that's a good joke. Like, oh no, he, you know, like when people drove 2 hours to go see Cormani pick Miami, you know what I mean? Because they already knew it was going to be Florida, but it ain't go that way. So it's in that same vein. So that's the troll. But yeah, so, you know, another day of shenanigans.
Would y'all be in favor if Mario decided just to pull the offer away? How'd y'all feel about that?
I'm perfectly fine with it. At this point,
because you kind of playing with the man name right now,
and you can't. And I agree with, you know, those that have said you can't preach culture and allow this circus to go on.
It's a circus, right?
This is making me bigger than we, and that's just not going to pan out. So, do I allow? You know, I allow a kid to go through his process. But you already committed. You know, you made your verbal commitment. You've been moving in a way that seems somewhat sneaky. It doesn't seem to be a clear path of communication, because why did those coaches pull up if you weren't going to be there? You could have just told them, hey, coach, I'm going to go ahead and visit Colorado. Deion been on the line heavy.
You know, I would have pulled it right there.
I might not have. If you just tell me. If you tell me, then I might be like, go ahead, go take the
No, he obviously didn't, though. That's why I would have pulled it.
He told them probably.
He made it seem he was going to be there.
Right. Now, yeah, I agree. Yeah, when you didn't, I'm pulling the offer. We got to move on. We've got some good corners in this class. I think we still got a few depth pieces there. I'm still a guy that like to see how Chris Graves develops. And corners, yeah, they're important, but we hit the most important position, the need for us right now, which was offensive line. And we addressed the tackles. Got 2 5-star tackles, man. And people get lost in that because, you know, this number one player in America, depending on who you're looking at, you know, is a corner. You know, he's playing games in my mind. And he can go to Colorado. But like I say, no disrespect to Deion, but Travis Hunter is still 155 pounds. He gets bullied a little bit out there. He's not even as dominant as we thought he would be on the level that he's at Jackson State. Now he's going to Colorado. And maybe, I don't know, maybe he can beef up some more there. But I don't, you know, we have to look at it like this, like in my opinion. Just because Deion was arguably the best corner to ever play the game doesn't mean he's the best coach. Michael Jordan can't coach. He can play. He can do things that nobody could do. And oftentimes that's the case. If you look at some of the greatest coaches out there, Nick Saban wasn't no all-world player.
Belichick.
He was a scrub.
He was a scrub at like what, Toledo or Kent or something like that.
Kent,
you know?
Kent State, something like that.
Yeah. Kent State.
Yeah, he's a small dude, right? So But a great student of the game and a person that's able to translate the game. So we don't, and I'm not saying Deion can't be, I'm saying we don't have the evidence that he is some great coach. What he was able to do at Jackson State was use his name to bring in superior talent to that division. There wasn't, you know, people that could compete with him as far as recruiting goes. So development-wise, it's still a question mark there. However, yeah, getting back to Cormani, I've been over this whole thing. And, you know, I remember telling, you know, I was telling y'all boys in the group chat, it was red flags and all you listening to such and such and blah, blah, blah. Now look at it. I told you it was red flags surrounding kid. And I just don't need that in our locker room. I don't. We're trying to clean all of that out. I say move on, mash forward. And like you said, Meezy, I'll go ahead and pull it.
What you feel, X?
I'm going to have to go the opposite side. I'm not pulling it. look, hey, I'm with you, Larry. We did hit on some corners the last 2 years, but you know, we just lost one with Kamari Rogers. We got some corners in this class. We got a transfer guy. They might even take another transfer guy, but it's still, you know, he's still the top cornerback in the nation. I mean, by far. I think the only one else, the other one is what, Ricks? The other one, the one
with Alabama?
Yeah.
Like,
went to Alabama.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So if you don't get him, then you get the best one. You know what I'm saying? So the game that people saying he's playing, I don't think it's games. I just think it's some things, you know, you just got to think. Like, the same thing with Travis Hunter. You know what I'm saying? Was Deion the best for him? People were always saying, well, he going to Jackson State, and not thinking about the best move to brand himself. You know what I'm saying? So Deion is telling cornerbacks, look, I ain't prime, the best cornerback ever. You could come follow me, and I'm going to show you how to be prime time.
That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
But is Travis Hunter a household name?
No, he was at Jackson State. He still is a household name as of now because he hasn't played Power 5 football yet.
I don't think he's a household name.
It'd be different once he played Power 5 football. He'd be like, oh, well, Travis Hunter, he's just somebody else. Just another player. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like Travis Hunter stuff died down, though. Like, after the first couple months he signed with Jackson State and stuff, I kind of...
Well, no, because, look, once Travis Hunter was getting the portal, it was very evident that every school wanted Travis Hunter still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like Deion basically showing cornerbacks, hey, this is how I'm going to show y'all how to be the next prime. You know what I'm saying? And then you got NIL coming up. You got certain situations where he's comfortable with certain coaches and not comfortable with others, stuff like that. So it's a lot that you just ain't hearing, but everybody wants to say, oh, well, he's a clown, he's trolling, da, 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 da. Hey, man, I mean, it is what it is. Would I take the offer still? Of course, I put him on my roster, because it's not like he's, I mean, I've never heard anything about him being a bad teammate. You know, now, that's different. If he's a bad teammate, then yeah, all right, pull the offer. You know what I'm saying? We don't need it, but.
You think he's being upfront with Mario?
For the most part, it was up front. The only part it wasn't up front was when they went, when the other guys went to go see him on Friday. That's the only part that he didn't let the staff know. You know what I'm saying? So
I think that's a lot, but we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. I, at this point, don't expect them to pick us anyways. It just feels weird.
That's what happened yesterday. I mean...
Well, yesterday wasn't going to be nothing but a financial aid signing. Like, he couldn't
sign. But that didn't happen either, though.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, it could happen, like, because I don't think that's public to nobody unless they put it out there. You know what I'm saying? So it could have happened.
Well, I mean, he was supposed to announce something, and nothing got announced.
Yeah, nothing got announced. So.
Which is, again, just more weirdness. It's like, okay, then what the hell are you telling us that for?
Right.
To me, like I said, it's just too much, man. But hey, I'm old school. We'll see. If he does end up a Kane, you know, I'll be rooting for him. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna be looking like, nah. Let's see how long this lasts. Let's see if he sticks. Let's see if he can fit in the locker room. You know, so we'll see. I guess outside of that, I guess we could talk about the So we had two guys that's been off the team and they came out and made a little noise. You had Tyler Johnson and Deshaun Troutman, two guys that Troutman was what, dismissed initially, correct?
Yeah, because of that. What was it?
Because of the domestic violence situation.
Yeah.
I do think that situation ended up getting tossed.
Charges got dropped, right?
charges were dropped in that situation. And essentially, though, he wasn't brought back aboard. I'll say this, because I didn't read everything he had to say. I'll be honest. For him to be cleared and then not brought back on, but that was with the last staff, correct?
No, Mario would have had to bring him back on.
When did he get suspended?
That was the he got suspended
before spring, I think, right. Something like that, like around right that time. Before.
So, okay, because I know it was a while back. I was like, this situation was very old. Okay.
Well, it happened with Manny, and then the situation. Tyler
Johnson is the one that wasn't there the year before. I mean, he was the one who was supposed to be hit the portal with Manny and him.
Well, I'll say this. I guess this will be my two cents on it. You have to remember this is a business, you know, and that's becoming more and more evident. You know, that's why the NIL is a part of college athletics today, is because we lifting the veil off of it's just student athletes, and we're finally being honest about the fact that this is a business, right? So with that being said, young men have to understand how to maneuver. That portal, you should know by now, that portal is a dangerous place to just hop in at, man. There's a lot of people that hop in and never hop back out.
With no film.
No film. No coaches calling you.
Practice highlights, man.
The coaches that was interested, they done moved on. They not answering your calls no more. So you got to know that before you make decisions to hop in the portal. Because I can tell you this much. To keep their face clean, for the most part, these coaches won't cut you if you're a scholarship athlete, unless you have a disciplinary issue. Just to kind of honor and make themselves look good in general, even though they can use your space.
I don't think they wanted to bring back. Trotman would have been one of the players who transferred out this year anyway. I think when he got dismissed, I think they took it as oh well, we don't feel like you're good enough anyway. So what's the point of bringing you back? We're not live, we don't have to bring you back.
Right. And that's what my point I was going to make. I'm glad you said that about Troutman. That's the other part of business, is keeping your face clean.
I heard he was kind of a loose cannon anyway.
You got to, you know, just because the charges were dismissed, that doesn't mean we know, you know, we all know domestic violence situations. That happens quite often. So they may have still heard a story that they just weren't comfortable with. Uh-huh. Regardless if the charges were dismissed or not. So that's just something for young men to keep in mind. I think keep your face clean, so that you can continue at least your academic pursuits, if not the athletic side, because like I said, it's unlikely those coaches are just going to cut you. They may kind of invite you to the portal. It might, but even then, like I said, it's you don't hear as much, at least, about coaches just coming in like it's the NFL and being like, nope, not worthy, gone.
Right.
And I think that's what you're looking at in both of those situations is
and then trying to post screenshots of him and coach's combos. Like, what other school's gonna want that on the campus? Like,
right. It's
The whole main thing was when Mario got here, he said there was a lot of work they had that needed to be done. Some of these kids that here that shouldn't be here. So, you know, it was evident that
right. That
was the first case. Hey, yeah, he's here, but he don't need to be here.
Right. So then, it's just you just making their job easier.
And that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he allowed them to transfer. You can transfer whoever you want to transfer. But I keep telling kids, I tell players this all the time. I say, look, man, you better have a plan. Because once you get in that portal, man, guess what? Your name ain't the only one in that portal. You know what I'm saying? They looking at who's in the portal, what we need.
It's crowded in there, man.
A lot of them just think, oh, let me jump in the portal. I played at UM. I was this and that in high school. I don't mean nothing no more. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's over with now.
Who can we use at our team? You know, I tell him, I say, man, look, don't always think you're going to the big Power Five school. Go to the small school. Go to the HBCU. Go to the smaller.
Yeah, go play ball. But the problem is, them people ain't looking at you either. The thing you got to remember is, there's a football player born every minute. And if you were that exceptional, you wouldn't be probably in this position. Rarely, I mean, you see some top flight guys move around maybe to get closer to home. But for the most part, these guys like that move, it's not, they don't tend to be like, you ain't looking at, you know, very often you're not getting like the best starters and everything. You're getting guys that are at least P5 to P5. A lot of times you're looking at rotational guys or guys that maybe a little underrated, and they think they could play a different level of competition to help boost their ratings a little bit. So, you know, like I said, just something for young men to keep in mind is just, it's a business, and you got to start treating it like a business. You always got to move like you're a businessman, like you're an entrepreneur, and you are your own business. So keep your face clean and move smart. Don't just be hopping in the portal. Man, ain't nobody called you. Man, you better stay there where you at. Mm-hmm. Or at least call one of the old coaches that recruiting you and check the temperature. You know, if Indiana was recruiting you, hey, coach, you know, it was good. Think about hopping in the portal. Coach probably going to tell you, well, we kind of tight over here, man. I mean, Mario did that with the wide receiver from Oregon.
Seven McGee.
Yeah, he told him, you know, at your position, we don't need another fit like you. No offense. But we're looking for more bigger outside type guys right now. We got enough of your prototype. So that being said, that's that. So we got a little action ourselves portal wise. I guess one of the names, well, we got weekend visits, and then there's some portal stuff to kind of keep an eye on. See, we got a list of the weekend visitors.
I know we had three high schoolers. Marcellus Pulliam, the linebacker. He was on campus. Was Frankie on campus? Frankie was visiting, right? The old lineman.
Yeah, Frankie, Caleb Spencer, Marcellus. Caleb Spencer, there.
Right.
There you go. That's the three.
And Gary Bryant, he was there. The tight end that we just got, the one from Oregon, the one who got 30 years of eligibility. Bruh. He was there.
This man is grown, man.
He still got 2 years to play.
2 years left, bro.
Yeah.
This is insanity. I looked at the timeline as to how he was eligible still. Like, I still don't get it.
Just a bunch of injuries and then COVID.
Yeah, but injuries, you get one injury red shirt, I thought. Like, he got multiple. Yeah, I was like, I thought you only got one injury one. But, yeah, he was, let's say his name. I don't want to disrespect cuz like that. Let me get his name. Old Man River, what they call him.
I don't mind that pickup though.
Nah, I mean, you know, we got some scholarship space. I don't mind a big veteran tight end. I mean, he grown. Like I said, he's supposed to be in the NFL. So if nothing else, he should have grown man strength. And should help a lot along the line of scrimmage, I'm hoping.
Cam McCormick.
McCormick, thank you, sir. Yeah. So he's the latest addition to the roster. I mean, clearly an older guy, veteran guy. And I did say I'd like to get one of those at tight end just to help a little bit. So he'll be out there, you know, as another blocker. We'll probably line him out there next to Arroyo sometimes. We'll split him on separate sides. And he should be an addition in the run game. He caught a couple of touchdowns this year for Oregon, I think two or three. So he could be a red zone target as well.
Remember, Arroyo, he won't be available for spring because he's coming off an injury. So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Just need depth issues. Well, you don't have to rush Arroyo back.
You know what I'm right. Because, I mean, you're bringing in Riley Williams. You're bringing in Jackson Carver.
And we still got Jaleel Skinner.
Right.
Brantley. Still got Skinner, Caleb Brantley.
Yeah.
And Dominic Mamarelli.
Mamarelli, right. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a few bodies there. Dominic's been a good blocking tight end for us. I think this is what, his junior or senior year?
I think it's junior because of COVID. He can't COVID.
Junior, yet. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, not a bad addition. Not exciting. Nothing to, you know, we as the fans wasn't like, hell yeah. It was like, ah, okay. welcome aboard, I guess. And then who's the visitor you just mentioned? Gary Clark.
Gary Bryant.
Wide receiver out of USC. He's a grad transfer, correct?
Nah, he's a sophomore this year.
He still got, what, 2 more years left?
Two more years. I think he's finishing the semester out at USC, though, I believe I read.
Yeah. So he won't be here till after spring if he does come.
Yeah, how you feeling on that one, X?
Well, everything is pointing in our direction. The only thing that kind of worries me is he didn't meet it's out, the cat out the bag now. We might have a new offensive coordinator coming in. So that's the only thing that kind of worries me, that he's saying, well, what y'all going to do? You know, who's going to be the offensive coordinator? I can't commit it. I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing that kind of worries me with him.
Yeah, they worked that magic before without anything.
Yeah, they did.
No OC, DC, nothing.
Yeah, still grabbing players.
Still was scooping up players. So,
but again, like I say, it's pointing in our direction.
Some people saying,
he still won't come in until after spring. You know, he's not 6'4", 6'5". He's an outside receiver.
Yeah, it happens.
Would you take him? Would y'all take him?
At this point, I think we need to replace a few bodies. It's funny because we all in this one group chat, and everybody makes fun of the size of the wide receivers. And I'm like, yeah, and my 49ers is probably the best team in the country, and one of them, if not. And all our wide receivers short.
All of them.
Like, and we still cook shit up. Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel are not big guys. Jennings is a pretty big guy, but he's not a starter.
Talk about how you scheme him up.
You're right. It's, yeah, exactly. I think you can see winning formulas like that. So, don't get me wrong. I definitely want that. You know, who don't want Randy Moss, right? I mean, who don't want Megatron? Like, everybody wants that guy, but I think it's necessary. Like you said, it's all about the scheming. Debo in the backfield and running reverses. And,
get somebody who can get open, man. Get somebody to get open.
Everybody
keep acting like you need a 6'4", 6'5", receiver. Like, come on, man. This is football. If a person's going to get open, he's going to get open.
Yeah, and then when they get the ball, they get active. That's the key. What can they do once they catch that ball? Can they start cutting up the field?
I think what hurt you a lot last year was we realized that we had receivers who couldn't create separation. You know what I'm saying? So even if you're 6'4", if you can't create separation, all you doing now is really hoping that the quarterback just throw the ball up in the air and you just taller than the defender.
Right. We just hope we get these jump balls.
You know what I'm saying? So, but what happened to, man, the receiver just could get separation and they can't guard him. You know what I'm saying? That's who I want.
It ain't like Miami hasn't seen success in small receivers. Like, you kidding
Santana
me?
Santana Moss.
You talking about Santana Moss? Santana Moss went on to the NFL and was the number one. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's
a great number one.
Yeah, right. Like, Sonoris Moss wasn't nothing to play with in college. Like, we've had success with smaller.
Dylan Williams.
Hester, not no big dude.
Shoot, Berrios, you can throw him in there.
There you go. So I'm saying, we've had a lot of success with smaller wide receivers, not necessarily these, 6'2", 6'3" guys. I mean, Andre Johnson, of course, but the list ain't very long after that.
Yeah, he's a nominee.
Reggie Wayne is what, about 6 foot? 6'1", maybe?
6'1", yeah, at that.
Pushing that, right. Pushing 6'1". We need ball players. Speaking of, they are still trying, by all accounts, to get in touch with Nicholas Harbor. They still pushing for that kid. He's been a kid that, through this whole process, that we just haven't had a lot of information on.
He's been in constant communication with the staff. The whole thing is they just couldn't figure out how to get him on campus.
Because he has a lot of track meets on Saturdays too, I think, something like that.
Right. And that's where the challenge comes in. But they even talking about him possibly playing outside. I mean, he's a freak.
Did they say tight end? They were talking about bringing him in as?
They could bring him in as a tight end. But they also defensive end, man. Just bring him
in. I've heard tight end, defensive end, and the possibility of outside receiver.
Yeah.
He's fast as hell. If you could teach him to run the route tree, you know, I'm not saying he'll be an immediate impact guy at wide receiver, but you're talking about 6'4", 235, and run a 4.4. Like, this is an athletic freak. This is Megatron. So you teach him the route tree, and you get him able to get up and down that field and you know, figure out how to get those separation. You could be talking about a hell of an outside guy. So it just depends. I think he's so athletically gifted that at this point, coach is like, what you want to play?
Right.
They said that up in Maryland, Mel Tucker. Mel Tucker was the first one to introduce him to playing offense. And that's where he really got the tight end thing from. At first, he was just playing a defensive end. But then Mel Tucker was like, well, what do you think about, you know, catching the football? And that's where that seed was planted.
What are you talking about?
That's one reason Maryland
is. Who came from Bama? Not Mel Tucker.
Yeah, Mel Tucker. No. You're right.
Darn, what's his name? From Alabama.
Maryland coach.
Yeah.
Talking about Loxley.
Mike Loxley. I don't know why I said Mel Tucker. Yeah, Mike Loxley. Bald-headed black man, my bad. With very little facial hair. Loxley. I apologize. So that's another target. I wouldn't be, you know, maybe Mario pull another rabbit out the hat, man. Maybe the kid don't even visit. Right now, we're competing with
Oregon,
South Carolina, Maryland,
Oregon.
Yeah, he is supposed to make a visit to Oregon. So out of that group, I don't hate us. Especially if you look at the class we built, I think that's exciting to a lot of these kids too. Like, man, they got a pretty damn good class over there. Like, there's some hoopers over there. So, you know, it might get kid unsigned. That's something to keep looking out for. He was a kid that I was excited about the possibilities with, just because of, like, I couldn't believe I was reading these numbers when they were showing like his 40 time. I was like, huh? Ain't no way he's too big for that.
Yeah, he's a world-class sprinter.
Right.
The Olympic type.
Exactly. And he might as well come down here and run in this warm weather, man.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I just think we the best fit, to be honest with you. You want to go up north, or you want to go way out in the Pacific Northwest? Mm-hmm. South Carolina, I guess. I don't even know what the South Carolina thing is about. Hadn't really understood the connection.
Now, he really, really like South Carolina. I don't understand what it is with that either.
But yeah, you know, that's another name to look for as far as the outside. X, you heard anything about the wide receiver from Oregon, the bigger guy?
No, he committed to Tennessee.
He has already committed. Okay,
that's what we're talking about. Thornton.
Thornton. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he did go ahead and commit.
Yeah, that was a no-brainer. once he visited Tennessee, we should have just said, yeah, it's over.
Yeah, I kind of figured that one. I didn't know it actually happened. But I was like, after the offense they just put up,
They losing three receivers, so it's like he could go in and play right now.
They probably be selling him on Jalen Hyatt too, kind of similar size and everything.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, I'll go on the record. Out of the quarterbacks that were coming out last year, the one that wowed me the most was Nicholas Iamavela. The one that did commit to Tennessee. So
that boy got a slingshot.
Man, listen, He can throw off a lot of different angles.
Yeah,
he's a tall kid. He's got a pretty good frame already. He could probably stand and put on a little more weight for college.
He's like 6'5 already, something like that.
Yeah. He's a pretty big kid. I think 6'4, 6'5 wouldn't be terribly off. But yeah, I think he's a kid that I think he might end up being special. He was the one that we offered and everything, and I started looking at some of the early tape of some of these guys we offered, and I was like, now this kid.
Yeah, that boy got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be surprised.
It's three of them. It's three of them that stood out to me. It's him. Nicholas is Malachi, the one going to USC.
USC, yeah.
And Dante Moore. Those three right there, I was like, man, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And we could have swung back on Dante Moore. We kind of pumped it out.
We could have did that. We just said we'll stick with it. But then again, I understood why we didn't do it. And I keep telling people, I say, look, I'm right now, the way college football is, I'm not finna go over and above for a high school quarterback. Coming out of high school right now. No.
Why? Because of the portal?
Yeah, you can get one out of the portal.
Get them in
the
year.
Get one out of the portal. Because guess what? A lot of these kids are being promised they're coming in to play. Start right way. They don't get there and start. Guess what? They hit that portal. They're available now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So just think kids going crazy. The examples. The craziness that's going on in Gainesville. You know what I'm saying? They going crazy about this guy. Guy hasn't signed. I mean, hasn't showed up to campus. He's not going to show up to campus. They dropped their ball because they remember they just dropped the other quarterback for doing a little racial slur.
Yeah, Stokes. Yeah.
Now they don't have no quarterback in the class. They have to go get a transfer quarterback to come in and play next year.
They already did.
They got another one now. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like I'm not going to go crazy about these high school quarterbacks no more, man. You can get them in the portal.
Yeah, and they keep asking us where Kamani at, man. I'm like, where's Jaden?
Right.
I don't know why you keep asking us where Kamani at, man. You need to find your kid first.
Yeah, y'all.
That's like you losing your kid in the mall and you looking for somebody else's kid. Huh? Hey, brother, have you retrieved your child? What you
right. talking about mine for? We're about the wrong thing.
Wrong thing, man. Got to sweep up around your house first. That's classic. The homie D Rob is in the building with us. He hopped in.
What's going on, y'all? Oh, I'm chilling, man. You know, beautiful day. Beautiful day in Georgia, man. It's weather done warmed up a little bit. I'm outside on the porch. It's good, man.
Where you at in Georgia? Fort Stewart?
Yeah, I'm still out here in Fort Stewart, man. You know,
okay. Where that's at in Georgia?
It's like 20 minutes west of Savannah, I want to say. About 20 minutes west, 30 minutes west.
Okay.
It's so funny. Yeah. Every time me and D-Rob supposed to link up, one of us would be going the other direction. Like every time we'd be we gonna get up and watch a game. I'm like, oh man, I'm in Orlando, or I'm over here, I'm over there. We was actually that close that whole time. But
I kind of want to speak on that. I hear y'all talking about this old Jaden Rashad and all that other type of shit, man. They got bigger issues, man. Like they ain't got no quarterback. He took in a quarterback that nobody wanted. If he go down, then who's next man up? Like that's
$13 million, bro. That was agreed.
I don't trust. The thing is, I don't think it was $13 million. I think it was a lot, but I don't think it was $13 million.
Even say it was half, $6 million. Shit, six million,
money, man.
They be the main boys, ones talking about Miami overpaying.
Boys broke. Them boosters broke, man. I don't care what, man. Can't nobody tell me nothing, man. Them boys let somebody scam them out their money, and look how it's looking. You know what I'm saying? You see, ain't nobody pop off about the Ruiz in a little minute because they know they done learned to probably keep their mouth shut.
Well, like I told them, them checks clear every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's definitely clear.
$79.99 to the cokehead. He having the time of his life right now. He having the time of his life. He like, oh, there go another member subscribe. $9.99. That's cool.
Yeah, that's my boy. He on a high grade.
He good, yeah, man. He feeling himself. He pop, man. That man, you go slap him in his face. He gonna be like, I can't feel my face. because y'all keep sending the
life is good man. Right now. Life yeah, they. Great. I told them they mad. We don't raise no money, man. Y'all send us the link to any of the Hurricanes booster clubs so we can ignore them.
But that boy Larry said 2 weeks ago, he was like, man, the boy is so mad that we don't have to come out of our pockets to pay for nothing.
Not one red cent. He's mad as hell. Why don't you support the team?
That's why, man, the Cormani trolls don't even bother me, man. Because it's like, he wasn't, the thing is, for them, Rashada was their class. He's the one that they were hyped up as the guy. He got the class together. For us, we lost Cormani, but guess what? We still got Damari, which the staff is really high on. I mean, you got Stafford, they're high on. You brought in Damari's brother, Devontae, which high on. So is it really a loss? I mean, yes, it is a loss, but hot. It ain't as big as trying to get in the quarterback.
It don't slap.
And the two most important recruits the crazy you got thing is
it's not. Yeah, that's not the loss that you think it is, because when you say, okay, your class, you lose. Okay, the school in Tallahassee lost Travis Hunter last year. That was the loss of their class. Their class was done. It was over.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If UF loses Jaden Rashada, their class is done. We can lose Kamari, and our class is still right there because we got the two best offensive tackles in the nation.
If you take Kamari out of our class calculator, I think we fall to 6 or 7.
Yeah, 6 or 7, depending still on which, top 10. Whichever site you want to look at.
Now, imagine if we swing back around and get Nicholas Harvard, then it jumps right back up. So – they don't have those opportunities. They don't, you know, like you said, we got the top two tackles. So that wasn't our whole class. He was the crown jewel, I would say. But we still got the crown.
And y'all got
a Burger King crown.
And the crazy thing is, all four of us, we can be realistic. Nobody outside of the day he committed, I knew he was going to commit to UM. But out of that, nobody knew he was going to UM. Everybody said, boy, he's going to Florida.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, is it really our loss? Because we like, but we lucked up and got him.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Do we want to keep him? Of course. But it's like, don't act like it was all down the road. But yeah, Kamani going to UM.
Let me ask y'all this, too, about Kamani. Is he a year one starter?
Now for me, not right away. I think if he was to come, that he would need to be eased in because he got to learn that defense. Like, he's not coming in and starting over Porter or possibly
he's not coming until August or June, something like that.
He's not coming in until later. So I don't think you rush him because that could hurt him. You rush him and his bombs over Baghdad off rip because of his technique or what the case may be, you could possibly kill that kid's confidence. You know what I'm saying? It's different.
Already right now.
I think it's with a quarterback, it's easier because you can simplify the playbook. Hey, look here, man, you got these 10 plays, and look, he go a wristband, and you just manage it. But with a cornerback position in one of those other positions, even a running back position, you can have a day one start and they come in the summer. That's easy. But when it comes to, like, DB and all that type of stuff, they got to know the coverages. They got to know a whole bunch of stuff, man. And a lot of people are saying his big thing is, like, probably his technique. You know what I'm saying? Like, he need to refine his technique a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think he'll be a day one starter off the rip. I think as the season progresses, like something like Besanthi, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't a day one starter off the rip. As soon as he learned the defense, then he just took over. You know what I'm saying? So I think that he would go in a similar path.
We talking about seven game eight-ish.
Yeah.
I mean, a little more than halfway through the season. And I still have concerns with Kamani as far as the weight.
That's my old thing with him, his weight. Can he even gain the weight, you know what I'm saying, to be a 12 game a year in college football? That's
right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have no guy out there who's 160, even 170, tackling a 220 running back every, you know,
right.
Or covering a 6'4" wide receiver and then got to tackle him. Like, hey, that's
no right. Or getting bullied right off the line, because that's what I'm saying. You're not playing high school kids no more. I definitely thought, as much as I think he's a talent, I still thought, more along the lines of D-Rob or especially with him getting in later. I think he needs to add weight and learn defense. And so I'm like, I don't think he's a plug and play guy right now. And I don't think that's a problem, really. I think that means we have a little bit better depth at corner than some people may think. We always get fooled by the new shiny toy. So that's here nor there. Hope Jaden Rashada to go to Utah State.
I wouldn't be, I wouldn't be opposed to Prime picking him off, man. I wouldn't even, I mean, I granted he got Shador.
He go to Colorado.
Boy, I wouldn't be surprised if Prime double back and be like, you know what, man, let's go look at Rashada. Let's see what's going on. I mean, everybody looking at that briny, shiny new toy, and it's like, ooh.
Yeah, they wear gold and black. Go play with them.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Go out there in that cold, man. It'll make a man out of you. You might end up playing for the Bills one day. that'd be your training grounds. What else we got, man? I said not a ton of news. Oh, how about the my man? He went to Alabama. Wide receiver out of Louisville.
About Harold. He just hit the portal. Could be a name that you eventually takes. I'm not gonna get excited about the kid. Very fast.
Yeah, I don't think
real fast, but yeah. I'm not excited about it. That's it, you know.
They say he had trouble getting the rock trees down or something like that at Bama.
My bad, fellas. Man, I hit the exit button on my phone. My bad.
Good, dog.
He did have troubles. Fast. That's it. I mean, if you just saying you want speed, then okay. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully. See, the thing with him, when he went to Alabama, I said, yeah, he's not going to be that same player that he was at Louisville, because Louisville offense was a lot different from Bama's. You know what I'm saying? Louisville offense was, you just run and beat everybody down the field. Right. You know what I'm saying? Bama, you got to run some routes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he just couldn't be, he wasn't able to do that. So, if Josh Gattis is still our offensive coordinator, do we want him at UF? Because he can't run routes already. It's like, oh, man, it's going to be even worse. You know, so it's like, I mean, I'm all for the speed, though. I take the speed. You know, you can't teach speed, obviously, if he's going to run by everybody else, but I'm not excited.
Did he even do, like, kick return, punt return at Louisville, Bama? I don't think so.
Nah, he was just a receiver, yeah. Man. He was just a right receiver.
I don't think he contributed.
He wasn't like that, you know, so, hey, man. If we want speed, then that's the route to go.
But
won't he have to sit out if he don't get a waiver? Because it's the second transfer.
Oh, yeah, he would.
I think he's going to be a grad transfer.
Grad transfer.
He's been to college, for almost 5 years already. So.
Yeah, that's he better be. Yeah, that's who I was thinking of. That was the grad transfer. I ain't crazy about, you know, dude either. I think he's a one-trick pony. Nothing to get excited about. I don't even think we necessarily even pursuing him. So he was just a name that was thrown out there. I know because originally from down south, so a lot of people thought he might swing back around.
Off topic, but is Romello still in the portal?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah.
He went on a trip to SMU this weekend. That might eventually be the landing spot for him, though.
Man, he might as well. He done went to his old coaches, Penn State, and SMU.
He went to Colorado. I guess thought Prime them wanted him. Him and UK Brown, and I guess they didn't get the offer that they was looking for. Might well go to rep.
It's a lot of schools that want Melo, but Melo wants to. Melo wants to fit into the right system. Penn State is another school where they want receivers kind of bulked up, you know what I'm saying? A little bigger. Mm-hmm. Melo's like, you know, he's straight up and down.
Yeah, he still ain't putting no weight on.
You know what I'm saying? So the SMU thing is probably perfect for him. Your key situation, man, I'm happy that little homie got a spot, man. He found a home. Hope he
because he had a little baggage on him at A&M,
yeah,
right?
Hope he do the right thing. Hope he do the right thing now, man. That's the homie from the crib, man. Hope he do the right thing now. Can't keep blowing these opportunities, man. They giving them to you. You know
he's at FAU or USF?
No, he's at Tulane.
No,
Tulane. Right, right. I'm tripping.
And now I understand why some of these kids like you, Keith, who we would love that UM like go away because, you know, it'd be stuff going on off the field like they need to leave. Like they don't need to be here. You know what I'm saying? And I think he was one of those kids.
In UK's situation, he was never supposed to leave. I kept telling him, I say, look, man, don't let that kid get away from people who he really trusts. Because once he get, he's out there in the open. Guess what? He's going to start doing things he know he ain't supposed to do.
Yeah, that whole A&M thing, even when he committed.
He ain't got nobody to grab him by the, you know, grab him by the neck and say, hey, man, stop. That's wrong. You know what I'm saying? You're giving these kids the freedom. They go out there. They're going to do whatever they want to do. And they ain't got to answer to nobody but the coach. And guess what? They don't have to answer to the coach if they don't want to.
I'm about saying answering to Jimbo ain't hard to do. I've been saying Jimbo, even at Florida State, had a horrible culture. And then he went out to Texas A&M, and you saw it continue. That's why despite the talent – that kind of goes back to my earlier point. Despite the talent, they don't win at a level that they should because they have a horrible culture there.
Then he bought Bartholomew. You know, we don't have no good culture at his schools, too.
Who's that?
Bobby Petrino. That's his OC now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I wouldn't say Bobby Petrino didn't have a good culture. I would just say he.
No, you're right. Yeah.
He had problems. Not the culture of the team.
No, you're right.
And again,
it all starts at the top.
People might love how Petrino runs his offense, but as far as fit, I think it's a terrible fit, man. Like how Jimbo is already not running things, and then you add Petrino, who background is real shaky. Oh no, man! Like you might well let the players just run everything because. Bro, he ain't going to be no accountability
at all.
Yeah, and then Petrino's a well-renowned asshole, so.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how they get along, too. That's the other thing, so.
Yeah, I definitely see some shouting matches coming up and on the sideline this year between them two.
Oh, Petrino probably going to be up in the booth.
Yeah.
I think they're going to be next to each other. I don't think they can stand being next to each other.
He'll be in the booth because Jimbo, he's so used to calling plays, I think that he might a time or two he might try to tell Petrino what to do.
He's
gonna snap.
Yeah, I think they need a little separation, dog. Like you go over there, I'll be over here, bro. We'll handle it like that. But anyways, all right, let's shoot, man. I did want to touch on a couple more topics before we get up out of here.
Some news, this weekend is Junior Day. Saturday is going to be Junior Day. Going to have a lot of top 24 targets coming down this weekend, as well as Battle Miami is this weekend too, on one of the top 707 tournaments around the nation. So
Miami going to
be hot.
Was it the Battle Camp?
Battle. You know, that's what Mario did, a lot of grassroots work last year. A lot of the relationships were established there, especially because through those tournaments, you know, these kids play for these teams, but a lot of times they not necessarily, they're not like they'll play for a team, but they'll be from California.
Uh-huh.
So that's how you be able to make some of these connections, especially with your quarterbacks. So that'd be an opportunity to get some of these QBs on the field, on the campus. Start building some relationships and strengthening some bonds with some of those guys. So yeah, big weekend coming up there. We'll see. I think it'd be a good time to start zeroing in more on who 24's quarterback is going to be. I think we kind of need a hit there, even though I like Emory Williams. I think he could be a good quarterback, and I think we're in pretty good shape anyways. I still like Jakari to be the next quarterback.
Who's number one on the board? Aaron Norland, next class?
Norland is their number one.
Daylen is really number one.
Well, yeah, Rayola.
We know where he going. So.
All right.
Well, he committed to –
He was committed to Ohio State. Right now, he's trending towards Georgia.
Yeah.
He's trending to Georgia now? Okay.
Because they was talking Nebraska. They was talking about because I guess they got a relationship with Matt Rhule. That's what they was talking about. I guess Georgia won his championship, and it done switch. But do
Kevin Smith and his pops played together in Detroit for like 4 years. I think for sure, I think he'll give us a look. I think the relationship's strong enough there that he'll give us a visit. I don't know what that'll be. It may be nothing. It may be out of respect to Pops and, you know, that relationship. Because they did say Kevin did some things to help raise his profile. So, you know, just out of respect to Kev and his Pops relationship, he may swing through. And then they got to put the full court press on, you know.
But do you think with this possibly this change that look like it's probably gonna happen? Do you think that shifts as far as who the targets are, depending on who we bring in? I mean, Rayola is probably still gonna be number one, he's not the realistic option.
Still the head coach, man. The target's gonna be the targets.
And I guess we can speak on that real quick too. So essentially the writing's kind of on the wall. Gattis will be out of here. That's damn near foregone at this point. Last show we capped and said Daryl Jackson was coming back. I don't think this cap. I thought about that after we put it out. I was like,
me too. That happened the next day. I think he's
But I was like, yeah, well, it's all good. We're having a little fun with it anyways. But, it does appear from, like, all the people kind of in the know that this is pretty much a foregone conclusion. So, with that said, what do y'all think are the options at OC?
A lot of people want that Wake Forest offensive coordinator.
Thinking about it, I think a strong option is probably going to be James Coley. For one, Petrino has then came in. He's probably going to be the play caller. Granted, I know that they gave Coley like a co-offensive coordinator title, but I think that's probably going to be gone. Petrino ain't going for that. Petrino's probably not going for that. So I could see Coley possibly coming back and being QB coach and OC. I think that's a strong option. I still think Marcus Arroyo is still an option because of familiarity. And I don't know who else. I mean,
where's Arroyo from?
He was Mario's OC. His first 2 years before he went and got the head coaching job at UNLV.
Gotcha.
So that's why I said I wouldn't be opposed to it because it's familiarity. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean, he did for him to get a head coaching job. I mean, speaks volumes. You know what I'm saying? He did something right. So I wouldn't be opposed to that, but we'll see where he goes with it.
You think Mario still wants up like the same kind of the power mindset though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
it'll be a power spread offense.
But James Coley fits perfect into that scheme.
Would y'all be happy with James Coley calling plays?
I mean, I don't know.
I think he.
Right, that's
I
what don't, I'm saying. Yeah.
But you got to think about it.
The offense.
But Meezy, you got to think about it. Maybe he has learned from that halfback pass and the snow shit that he did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, just being real.
This is just something we gonna always hate him for. Like, it don't matter.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Yeah,
but because if it worked, guess what we would have been saying? Oh shit!
Yeah, he's a genius.
Yeah, you're right.
My thing with Coley is, I love Coley. When Coley starts a game, Coley has probably the best start play sheet ever I've seen that offensive coordinator.
Man, he was gonna score the first drive.
15 to 20 plays that you can't stop. But once halftime hit, he has a brain fart. He don't know what to do no more.
I remember that, man.
You know, just look at the years Coley was here. Our offense is stopped. We striking early. Halftime come, we can't do nothing no more.
That was with Kyle. I still remember that. Who was playing at home? Was it Louisville? I mean, we had like 30 points and a half. We scored like 3 points the rest of the game. I think. I remember that with Coley.
Well,
that's
his
thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not opposed to him coming because if he does come, I just know the recruiting is just already at a high level. So that just makes it even worse. You know what I'm saying?
Coley's a hell of a recruiter as well.
He don't lose who he wrote. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't be opposed to it. Now, could you bring him in along with somebody else where they could coexist on offense together? I'd do something like that. I don't know if I'm ready to give him the whole offense again. I'm still.
So who, him and Ponce?
I was gonna say let Kobe coach the quarterbacks and let Ponce be co-OC. Would y'all be cool with that?
No. I want that guy gone.
You need a wide receiver. You didn't want him in the first place.
Yeah, I want him gone.
But Coley can coach wide receivers. That's my thing. Like, if you bring Coley in to be your OC / wide receiver coach, you should allow him to hire the QB coach or bring somebody in like that. You know what I'm saying? Bring somebody who's familiar with, that he can coexist with, that, man, that might help do a job.
If Coley comes back, I want Coley with my quarterbacks. That's it. I want him with my quarterbacks. We go get Kevin Barrett to run the coach receivers, if anything.
I do think our next offensive coordinator needs to be a quarterback coach, though. Because
I agree.
I don't like the whole Gaddis coaching the wideouts, and he's not really with the quarterback.
My thing is, I don't have a problem with if the offensive coordinator, even if he's a receiver, I don't have that problem. I just need him and the quarterback coach to be on one accord. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said, if you bring in somebody like Coley that is known for coaching wide receivers and he's the OC, why wouldn't you be opposed to him bringing in his own guy that can coach quarterback? Yeah, that you know, he'll be on the same page. That's what I mean, X.
I feel that.
It depends on who he brings. Like, again, they got to be on the same one accord. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. What's your issue with Ponce?
I just think Ponce was never a good quarterback coach to begin with. And this coming out from when he was coaching in high school, coaching in FIU.
He hasn't produced anybody for real.
Yeah, he's not. Real. You know what I'm saying? And then they're like, oh, well, he had a good offense at App State. App State has a system. That system been so many years. App State system is their system.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's fair.
What is Parts? You know what I'm saying? We kind of overpaid him to come, which was dumb. You know what I'm saying? I think that was kind of Mario saying, hey, you know, you my boy. Come
from
on.
From the area.
I got you.
Well, I don't know if I brought that up on this show, but I know I brought it up. That's my probably biggest knock on him is I want him to be a little bit more of a gambler when it comes to coaching hires.
Uh-huh.
I think he went almost too safe when hiring this staff. Everybody was super established, and that's kind of how.
It was so late, too.
Right, waited a long time, and that's how a guy like DVD doesn't end up on field. And I'm not of the school of, oh, we'll just get another DVD. I don't believe that. I believe he's an integral part of this staff, and I don't want him going no damn where. I'm going to stand on that.
I don't think DVD leaves. What we could see is a guy plays it out this year as a defensive back coach, and then, you know, next year leaves to get a defensive coordinator job. And then DVD could switch in and become the cornerbacks coach. But we also could see this year where DVD becomes the cornerback coach and Stills might end up going off field. You know what I'm saying? Because Stills been coaching since the 80s. We talk about early 80s. So
he's been off field.
I haven't heard a lot of rumbling about Steele.
Steele. So he could go off field. It could almost be like another situation with Coach Stroud. Remember Coach Stroud was defensive. Then he said, I'm gonna go off field. And then Strong take over the defense. Where you could have two defensive back coaches now. You got the safety coach, a guy who probably will be co-DC too. And then you got DVD, who could be the cornerbacks coach. That's, you can see something like that.
Kind of like, what we did before with T-Rob and DVD.
Uh-huh.
So I can see that. I've heard Gaddis connected to the Iowa job. Also,
Penn State.
Some people talking about him reconnecting with Harbaugh. If
he goes to the NFL.
If he goes to the NFL, yeah.
What's up with them saying Mario with this grown up about him? With that Iowa interview.
I didn't hear that.
It's bogus.
I didn't hear that. It's only bogus. Thing I've been hearing is Mario like to get his guys, have them in position to transitioning to another job before he just cut him loose.
Right, set a fire.
That's the only thing I heard. So
that was, look, and that's why he hasn't been fired, because they Mario doesn't just want to fire, you know, coaches. He wants them.
And that buyout crazy.
Be able to get it, you know, go. If you can get another job without having the red mark on your job, on your resume saying we fired you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, yeah. So that's, you know, cool giving them a transition. Last thing, man, concerning us, and then we'll get into a little bit of NFL talk. Ed Reed, man. Ed went on a tirade. Yes, sir. But, okay, this is my thing. I saw a lot of people upset with Ed. My co-host on the roll up, CJ, you know, who went there, played there. He was upset with how he handled that. I wasn't. I have no problem. See, this is my thing. The truth can't be taken as disrespect. It's the truth. The truth is, I came here. This field was littered with trash. I went into my office. My office wasn't even cleaned out. And Ed is the person that he even went on to mention in his Hall of Fame speech that he part of creating the culture when they was winning that title was he was like, hey man, trash can right there. You don't need to cut your tape and throw it on the floor. That's not what we're gonna do. So he's a guy that's gonna look at the little things that help build the culture of a championship team program. So you bring him in to be the head coach, and immediately he's pulling the veil back even more than Deion did. And, you know, some people was upset with that, but I wasn't, because I mean, we all black men here, so we all, you know, have some understanding and connection to HBCUs. And what's one of the biggest things that they go on to talk about? Misappropriation of funds.
Uh-huh.
Constantly scheming and scamming the money and moving the money here and there. You know, like Ed said, he didn't even have a contract. He out there cleaning up the field and stuff. Now, Ed, he chilled on, you know, he got pissed.
Yeah, but I think the message was right. Maybe I think a lot of people don't like the way he said it and the way he was sounding everything. But the message was, I had no problem with anything he said, because it's stuff like that needs to be said out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do we accept that? Why is it okay?
Right.
Why is that okay? Why is our standard lower? We don't need to lower the standard, because anybody can keep a clean football field. Anybody can keep a clean office space. That don't take a lot of money. That takes a culture of, hey, you pick up trash. You don't throw trash everywhere. It's a trash can for a reason.
Just things you're supposed to do.
These are just little things that you do that add up to the big things. Like, if you're going to be that kind of an individual, what kind of a teammate are you going to be? What kind of an organization are we going to run? So I really didn't have much of a problem with anything Ed said, man. I thought, you know, I appreciate him apologizing in the sense that I think even in his apology, he was just basically saying, I let my emotions get the best of me. But he ain't seen to really apologize for what he said. He apologized for how he said it.
Yeah, how he said it. Listen, I'm going to say this. I didn't go to HBCU. I would have never went to HBCU to play sports, because I've been seeing the misappropriate. Like, they just don't care about the sports like that. They take the funds and they use them for themselves or for something else. Personal gain. And that's just what it is. So, I have no problem with what Harry said. Somebody needed to say it.
Somebody needed to say it.
And the crazy thing is, they hate when you speak the truth. They hate it, and they always tell you it's hate or it's wrong. Why is it wrong? When the truth is the truth, you know
truth
what I'm saying?
The truth.
You just you know, probably hate the fact that how he said it, or he said it because it's HBCU. They always say, oh, well, blacks, we need to stick together. Why? We've been doing that for the longest, and we've been getting shitted on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm coming to you.
Who's at the top?
Yeah, who's at the top? Misappropriating
the funds. Who's doing it?
Who's doing it? Somebody's doing it. And I mean.
The administration tend to be black, correct? And every time we look, it's a scandal. Oh, he got a Louis Vuitton couch. Huh? I get a Louis couch.
Mm-hmm.
And the football team ain't got water bottles. I mean, come on, what are we talking about?
What you need a Louis Vuitton couch for? Like,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. You had to go get that custom made, baby. And they be flexing, man. And we've seen it. It's not just at Bethune-Cookman. We've seen it at Howard. We've seen it. I mean, name the school. Name the schools. I initially enrolled at an HBCU. I enrolled at Morehouse. And this is not the shoot at Morehouse. But I'm telling the truth. I go in. I sign my paperwork. My paperwork says I have XYZ funds to take care of my schooling. Halfway through the semester, they tell me I won't get my grades unless I come up with $3,500. And I'm like, I don't have $3,500. Y'all said I had this, this, and this. Oh, you don't got that. And then they talk about how they lose over 50% of the freshman class because y'all defraud us to get us in there, take the money you can get, and then hold our grades hostage for the other half. So I had to leave there and start over. So that time I spent was a total loss because I didn't have the $3,500 to pay off the rest of the money, even though I was told that that was already taken care of based on all my financial aid information I had signed. And I wasn't the only one. That's why, you know, they talk about, yeah, this is our goal. It's to not lose so many of the freshmen. Yada, yada. They talked all that good talk. Half of us ain't have no choice. By the time you brought us in to tell us this, it's like, bro, I don't come from that kind of family. I got in here on the merit of my grades and whatnot and some scholarships or grants or, you know, loans, whatever it took to get in. And that's what I did. And then when it was time, you came back at me and I couldn't just call mom and say, yo, write a check for 35 at the time. That wasn't going to happen. So I've been through it myself personally, man. So I actually salute Ed. I don't mind the apology because he didn't apologize for what he said. He apologized for how he said it. So, you know, that be that. Glad you said it, bro. All right. Little NFL, man. We're going to get out of here, man. All right. Me and Rob sit on the winner side of the table already.
Yes, sir.
You know, a little scary first half for us, but then I wasn't worried about it. I was like, it's the Seahawks. Right now, we run that division. I'm not really afraid of anybody in the division. We went ahead and took care of them boys in the second half. And that wraps up my NFL talk. What you got there?
Maybe going to get that dub tonight. My Bucks playing the Cowboys in the city, man. I've been watching First Take all day because they down in Tampa. You know, it's a party, you know what I'm saying, in Tampa right now. We're going to party tonight. We're going to party tomorrow to the next game. That's how it's going to go.
What y'all going to party to? The retirement of Tom Brady after
tonight?
Oh, no,
man.
That's what's going to happen.
Hey, I tell you what. If Tom lose tonight, he in the city. Tom lose tonight, he in the city like Trevor Lawrence at the Waffle House.
No, I truly
won that thing. Trevor's at the Waffle House.
He going to be in the city.
I truly feel we winning tonight. I truly feel we win. Like, this, hey, I know the Cowboys going to do what the Cowboys do. We might not even beat y'all. Y'all probably just gonna beat yourselves doing some cowboy shit. Y'all doing the playoffs first game. That's what happens, man. Dak going probably 2 picks, something like that, something stupid. That's what's gonna happen, man.
Man, you don't never doubt. You don't never doubt Tom Brady in them playoffs, man. Right. Like, I'm not saying that it's a for sure they're gonna win, but Dallas better not take them boys lightly. I'm telling you right now.
If Dallas takes him lightly,
I like Tom. If it's a 3-point game, I like Tom. I'm just telling you. If it's a three,
make it four with Tom getting in his zone.
Yeah, I like Tom, man. I like Tom do what he do because I'm gonna tell you right now, Trayvon Diggs, he liked to bite too much on goal route or still he liked to bite too much and Mike Evans will be bombs over Baghdad if that boy don't get under control. I'm telling you right now.
Well, there you go. Everybody, it's 3-1, everybody going for Tom.
No, bro. We're not going for Tom, but we saying like part. I don't know. Dallas fan better not take him lightly. Like they just gonna go in there and just beat them people because
we don't take no game lightly. But
shit,
everybody just beat yourself. We gonna ride with Tom Brady because he's 7-0 against. All right, no problem.
But look what Sam Howell just did to y'all. You talking about y'all don't take nobody lightly. Sam Howell just went in and just did his thing, bro. Come like
stupid. Yeah, man.
Like come on.
His ass Sunday last week.
D-Rob is a Bills fan for those who may not
know. Look, I appreciate the win. I'm glad people are saying, oh, this and that. But y'all got to think about it. We just played the Dolphins 3 times this year. We played them twice in the last, like, 2 weeks. Like, the week before, we played the Patriots. So I expected that game to at least be some, be at least be close in some aspect because of familiarity. You know what I'm saying?
Like that, though, right?
So, but I'm kind of pissed because of some of the carelessness with the football. You know what I'm saying? Like Josh Allen, I love Josh Allen, man. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league, but I just think that sometimes he get too careless or he take too many risks. One of the interceptions wasn't his fault because it hit Cole Beasley right in the hand and they caught the pick. The deep ball, they said it's his fault, but the wide receiver kind of ran the wrong route. Like he was going inside when the ball was thrown outside. And that's how he made an amazing pick. I give him that. The Dolphins quarterback made a great pick on that. And then the fumble, when he lost the fumble. Like, take care of the ball, man. Like, you know they coming.
He would turn that bitch over.
Yeah.
He get a little too amped up and try to do it by himself. Yeah. Sometime.
But in in the playoffs, he look at his numbers. Like, the last two playoffs, man, he hasn't thrown no interceptions. Like, 9 touchdowns, no interceptions. Last playoffs, he was 9 touchdowns, no interceptions. Mm-hmm. Like, he was going off. So it's like, I guess that's what they expected, but we got this out the way. Look at what you did wrong, which wasn't much except for, you know, the turnovers. And then, you know what I'm saying? We got Cincinnati coming. They didn't look that well either against Baltimore. So we going to see.
All right. And
Baltimore blew that game.
we got whoever went out of these two guys. Come on out to the Bay, man. Enjoy y'all time. The real Bay.
Will that game be Saturday or Sunday?
I don't know if they scheduled it yet.
It'll be Sunday. It most likely be Sunday.
I think it'll be Sunday, though. Yeah, it'll be a Sunday, I'm sure.
Right.
Yeah, y'all come on out, man. I don't care if it's Tampa or Dallas. Don't take this ass whooping personal. We still going to be friends. We on the mission, man.
We'll be chopping it up before the game. I guess.
Yeah, y'all game tonight, right? What time? Monday.
Game tonight, 8 o'clock.
Game at 8. After we beat Tampa tonight, I was saying, because we probably ain't going to play y'all till what, Sunday? We ain't going to record this Sunday.
Well, nah, to be honest, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they made that next Monday night game, because if you put San Fran versus Dallas, that's like kind of a premier old school rivalry. Probably one of the better games.
It'll probably be the late game. It'll be the late game.
Yeah, for sure.
Old school rivalry, my ass. We're gonna bust their ass.
We the 1 o'clock game. They already told us Bills Bengals gonna be the early game on Sunday. So,
who y'all playing? I didn't know the Bengals was 12-4 this year. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, Bengals on the Bengals.
They won like 8-3 at one point.
Look, that quarterback is every bit of advertised, man.
Yeah,
every
bit of that boy. That's a game.
Every bit of that boy.
I'm gonna tell you the Bengals though. Yeah, the problem with them is they got to get healthy on their O line by the time they play the Bills, and I don't think that's out for the season.
No, it's not.
Yeah, the Bills. Bills gonna be too stout up front, man. They're gonna beat them boys up front, I believe. And that's how I just think that's how that one gonna go. He, you know, Joe gets sacked the most anyway, so he kind of accustomed to it.
That makes his hits a lot, yeah.
Yeah, he does. He's up there. But, you know, I just think ultimately when you pair up Buffalo's defense and the offense, I just don't think the Bengals going to have quite enough to take Buffalo out this week. All right, well, anyways, man, I guess that'll do it, man. Any shout-outs for y'all boys?
Man, shout out to the fans, man. Shout out to y'all boys, man. Keep listening, keep tuning in, man.
Yeah, the offseason here. We back.
Offseason champs.
Still kicking it like Kung Fu, yeah, right? Offseason champs, baby. They try to steal our title and then they lost Rashada. I don't know how you can steal our title.
Hey, when we get this new OC, I'm definitely gonna be lying. So yeah.
What?
I'm gonna be lying like a motherfucker, boy.
The spins that I shall create. I don't care where Cuz come from. He might come from Morehouse. I'm gonna lie about that.
Yeah, I'm gonna pop that shit off.
All right, man. We're gonna get up out of here, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll be back next week.
Peace, fellas.
Right, all right, for sure. Peace out. Come on.
We're gonna let the band deal with this.
Hey. It's 26 degrees.